One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Do you have your Bible? Take it again and let's sing that song. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. He shall travel. Anybody here who's ashamed to carry the Bible? Are you ashamed to be seen with the Bible? Has it ever happened to you? Sometime in your life you were ashamed to carry the Bible, even though you were born again. You didn't want to be seen with the Bible. If it happened to you, can I see your hand up? You didn't want your friends to see you with the Bible. Come on, let's hear you. Let me see your hand up if it's true, if it happened to you. Praise God. Has it changed? So can you boldly carry a big Bible now? I don't want a small one. Anybody can hide a small one in the pocket. You can keep it in your pocket. But it means something else when you carry. You know when you carry this to work, they're going to call you a pastor. They say, Pastor, good morning. How many of you at work or in your neighborhood have they called pastor? Really? Congratulations. Hallelujah. Because it's in the Bible. He says, men shall call you the ministers of our God. Hallelujah. May they continue to call you pastor. It's a great blessing. Ho, ho, ho. Are you ready today? There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah. There's no night there. See how you're quiet. You've never heard that song. For Jesus is the light in the heavenly city bright. Hallelujah. There's no night there. Some of us old Christians, we know ourselves when we sing the songs. The rest of you are children of Don Moen and Co. Hosanna, praise. There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah. There's no night there. For Jesus is the light in the heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no night there. There is no night there. There is no night there. Hallelujah. That song years ago, we were thinking about heaven, who were very heavenly minded, and it's important, for the Bible says, he that had this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. You've got to think about heaven. Your mind has to be there. Otherwise, everything you're doing in the world is worthless. You've got to think about heaven. Hallelujah. But you know, to truly think about heaven and to be of heavenly use and earthly blessing, you understand that? So you can be a blessing to the world. You have to think gospel-wise to really think heaven-wise and heaven-conscious, be heaven-conscious. You know, we are now in that city. We belong in that city. It's called Zion, the city of the great king. And we are citizens already. We're not going to be. And that heavenly city bright, that means the bright heavenly city, is our city. We belong in it. Can you say amen? The night refers to the darkness. We are children of the day. That's what the Bible says. And when you're born of God, you are born into the everlasting day. No more night in your life. Can you shout amen? The Bible says the path of the just, the righteous, is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah! No more nights. The darkness is gone. The light has come. I'd like us to begin tonight in the book of Exodus, the 28th chapter. Exodus chapter number 28. And I'll read to you from verse 1. God is speaking to Moses, and he gives him instructions on what he should do. He says, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu," these are his sons, "Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty." I told you something about God yesterday. He is so excellent. He had to give a description for what the priest should wear to minister to him. He said, make garments for Aaron. And they should be for glory and beauty. Special garments. He doesn't want Aaron appearing before him like an ordinary man. He says, beauty. Glory and beauty. Look at it. Did I write? Did you see my name there? It was written before I happened on the scene. Look at it. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron. What do you mean by holy garments? He doesn't mean white garments. Woo-hoo. Holy garments here means consecrated garments, meaning separated clothing. In other words, only Aaron will wear this thing. It's not for other people. So it's not going to be common. Designers, you get it? And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty. Praise the Lord. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Those who were going to, in fact, the designers had to be filled with the Spirit. Did you see that? How excellent God is. I told you, stop dressing anyhow. Did you hear what I said? Stop dressing anyhow. You say it's the Spirit that matters. Yes, it is the Spirit, but the Spirit is clothed. Dress neatly. Dress well. Tell somebody, dress well. Get a nice perfume. Now, don't use the perfume after you've sweated. If you mix your perfume with your sweat, boy, you are finished. The smell will be concentrated. Say, ah, this shit, maybe it's still... You just spray. Pum, 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 pum. No, you are wrong. That means don't wear it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.